up to Jordan River there. When Jordan River, they come up Jordan River there, what did there was those bamboos that grow tall, you know, and get the stem. And they'd take them to the slip and they'd all be the same size. Then they'd paint them, make baskets. They'd walk to the bay and sell them. That's what they made a living at.
I see. Okay. Now, what would you carry milk in, Mr. Jordan? You say you carry milk in them.
You mean at the house or in the creamery?
Well, yeah,
the
creamery and
the
house.
Well, when we were in there for the creamery, we had 10-gallon cans. They'd hold, and they'd fill them up. They'd hold, supposed to hold 85 pounds of milk, you know? And we always, I always, when I had, when they creamed, I always picked one cow and milked and saved the cream for the house, you know?
Uh-huh.
And when she went dry, I'd pick another one. I'd use a cow. Same cow all the time, same cow for the milk until it changed, you know. And I'd run it through that cooler and then I'd take it to the house. My wife would, she strained it. And we, of course, we had a strainer. We'd put a strainer in that, it would run through there, it must go through it. But my wife would still strain it and put it in big containers and put it in the box, you know, refrigerated.
Uh-huh.
We have milk all the time, you see.
Yeah. What about in the house? You say you carry milk. You're talking about a different thing you carry in the house. You carry it in a what?
We had a special bucket container for carry the milk in the house. We'd catch it right from the, when it come through that, over that cooler, you know, we catch it separate.
Okay.
It wouldn't go in the can.
Okay. And was it made out of metal?
Yeah.
Okay. It was a little thing made out of metal then, right? With an open top?
Yeah.
What would you call it? Did you call it a pail maybe?
Yeah. We use it for milk pail, you know.
Okay. What about some of the things you used to haul bigger stuff in, like flour? What would you keep flour in? What would you buy it in?
Well, when I was a boy, my daddy'd buy flour by the barrel,
uh-huh.
Put a 98-pound barrel, you know.
Okay.
Well, sometimes he'd buy half a barrel. Most of the time, we'd buy a whole bag.
What about sugar? Did you buy sugar? What'd you buy sugar in?
Well, he'd buy sugar, I don't know, about 10 pounds, I guess, at the time, you know, a big bunch of it, rice.
Did you buy it in a sack, or?
No. Well, I guess he did. We raised a lot of our rice. So I remember when I was a kid, we'd raise rice. We'd get, my daddy'd fired about that high. He'd send us some there, one on each side, and pull all the grass out that the old it couldn't cover, you know?
Yeah.
And when it was ready to cut, he'd cut it and lay it down and let it dry. And then we had to go down and tie it, and roll it up, tie it, rope, and take it in, beat it. And then we'd have a mold. I made out of light yellow pine. They'd drill a hole in it and set it to fine burn, and then they'd take some, they had tools that worked around. And they'd make mallet about that long and about that big around, and the end would be round, and the hole in that mallet would be round, that mold would be round. And this, about in the middle, it make it small. You could take, one man could take